From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation confirms is an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State groups describes the killers involved in the California massacre as supporters of their organization. Federal authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State on social media. But FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, to a terrorist group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife were killed while fleeing in a rented vehicle. President Obama will address the United States public tomorrow on a national address in the evening. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place on an island along Chad's western coast as a weekly market was in progress. The borders of Chad, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Niger all touch the shores of Lake Chad. The attackers were not identified, but authorities know the militant group Boko Haram has carried out recent attacks in the area. Chadian officials, who estimate 60,000 internally displaced people live near those islands, warned residents to be cautious. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, that refutes claims about his involvement in a gunfight and supposed death earlier this week. Ayaz Ghul has details from Islamabad.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, Mullah Akhtar Mansour repeatedly asserted that no such incident ever took place and reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. My brothers, there is no truth in this news and it is absolutely baseless. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression. There are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. While the audio has not been verified by intelligence experts, the voice sounds consistent with earlier messages attributed to Mansour. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
British warplanes carried out a round of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria late Friday, again hitting oil fields. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said in a statement that two Typhoon fighter bombers joined the campaign for the first time hitting an oil field in eastern Syria.
Last night, the RAF Typhoon aircraft, our newest aircraft that had only arrived from Britain the day before, were in action and successfully striking oil wellheads in eastern Syria. It is oil that underpins the terrorism that we've seen and helps ISIL-Daesh finance their terrorist operations.
British lawmakers approved the bombing targets at the request of Prime Minister David Cameron, who came before them to make his case, saying airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy against the Islamic State. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a new draft for a climate deal. This comes after 4 years of negotiations, and the proposal is meant to offer nations options to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends next Friday, including who will pay the cost of these new directives. Representatives of the 134 developing countries objected to some industrialized countries' efforts to get conditions set for the funding. The U.S. Space Agency has released a set of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might see of that far planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby, and it continues to transmit the data stored on its digital recorders. The latest pictures were released Friday and show a wide variety of cratered, mountainous, and glacial terrains, according to NASA. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.